Advocates for the Great Lakes have been on high alert since President Trump released his proposed budget earlier this month. If adopted as written, the budget would eliminate funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is also known as GLRI. The initiative's impacts can be seen throughout the region, from cleaning up contaminated sites to habitat restoration. Todd Ames told Lake Effect's Susan Bentz about the program, starting with its origins, which date back to the second Bush administration. Ames is now campaign director with Healing Our Water, Great Lakes Coalition, but at the time he worked with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
I was the Water Division Administrator for Wisconsin DNR, and actually when the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration Strategy was beginning in 2005. It actually was based on executive order by President Bush in spring of 2004. One of the things that it directed was EPA to help lead a process for the Great Lakes to put together, you know, basically some sort of a blueprint for action. We had 8 focus areas that were based on priorities that the 8 governors had identified at the time. That included things like habitat restoration and cleaning up the toxic hotspots, the areas of concern, dealing with aquatic invasive species, dealing with non-point, you know, polluted runoff. So kind of all the key categories. And by the time the Great Lakes Regional Collaboration Strategy was finished, we had over 2,000 people representing hundreds of groups that took part in this plan. To this day, I really think this is our plan. I think it's instructive based on what we're seeing happening in D.C. and kind of skepticism about government, period, that this was a structure, it wasn't imposed on anybody from the federal government. Yes, it was an executive order that came from the president, but then the structure for putting it together was, this is your plan. You figure out what you think is best for the Great Lakes. The one thing they didn't do was they never came through, the Bush administration never came through with any money for the plan. It took an open race for president in 2008. Both then candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain, both signed saying that if elected, they pledged to commit significant new federal dollars to implementing this strategy. And of course, Obama didn't hurt that he was from Chicago, came up with this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. And that's how it got going.
Dipping back, what drove then President Bush's action at the time?
Yeah, I think there were two things that were going on. There were a lot of people saying there wasn't a good focus to what was going on in the Great Lakes. And at least on the federal level, there were something like, I want to say the number is like 160 different agencies and commissions and boards and agencies that had something to do with the Great Lakes, but there wasn't any real coordination. And then there were a lot of people, myself included, were hearing a lot from Congress. Look, you people in the Great Lakes, you don't know what you want. You know, one group comes in one week and says they want beach cleanups. The next group comes in and says they want wastewater infrastructure. And the next group comes in and says they want some habitat improvement over here. What do you want? I mean, go get your act together. So this enabled us to get our act together to protect and restore the most significant surface freshwater on the planet. Now we need you to fund it. And then the mechanism for how it is structured, I think, is a good template for how you should structure a federal program. This money comes through EPA, through their Great Lakes National Program Office, but then it is disseminated out to 15 other federal agencies and state and local entities based on an action plan that is developed and refined every 5 years in the middle of the second action plan right now, again, with a lot of input based off from this original strategy. So in an age when we can be justifiably concerned about what the federal government is going to do to us, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is a shining example of what the federal government can do for us. And we're at 3,500 projects around the basin and counting, $2.2 billion that's been expended to date. And the examples of successes are really impressive, from Duluth over to Buffalo and all points in between, and obviously many examples here in the Milwaukee area. You all have seen them. You live in the Great Lakes region. You know about those places and those communities that were at best, they were fenced off gravel chunks of land that the only thing you knew for sure was you weren't supposed to go there. And those are getting turned into resorts or condo complexes or restored wetlands or habitat or you name it, and are once again amenities for those communities that produce tremendous economic benefits to those communities as well. So because of that, you know, we know that we have broad support for what we're doing in the region. And that's why there was such a strong initial reaction to this proposal out of the new administration.
So the timing was that you went to D.C. with your list when President Trump's budget was announced.
Yes. Yeah, literally the morning we were headed up to the Hill and they released it for some crazy reason at, you know, 6 a.m. Yes, we were armed with that information and went up to the Hill and, quite honestly, armed with also what we found to be, as I said at the time, I think their statement that they made related to the budget was absurd. They said, and quote, "It eliminates funding for specific regional efforts such as the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The budget returns the responsibility for funding local environmental efforts and programs to state and local entities, allowing EPA to focus on its highest national priorities."
When you think of the current state of the Great Lakes, we've talked about the improvements made, but we've got issues with the Great Lakes. What are the threats that you see that highlight your concern of the potential of not having a GLRI program?
Certainly, from the water quality perspective, the biggest water quality challenge across the Great Lakes region remains this polluted runoff that comes from all of these sources, whether it's stormwater or construction sites in urban areas or runoff from agricultural fields in more rural areas. For the Great Lakes proper, that runoff has more of a pronounced impact in the shallow bays in the Great Lakes, which is basically the western basin of Lake Erie, as I already mentioned, Saginaw Bay in Michigan, and then Green Bay here in Wisconsin. But you've got all of these feeder lakes and streams that have significant problems thanks to this runoff that has to be addressed. Again, the Restoration Initiative has a whole piece of this work that is funded through the Restoration Initiative. But also you've got these federal agencies that are critical if we're going to make progress on that work. And that, again, is where I think it is naive for this administration to suggest that somehow if you just turn this responsibility back to the states that we're going to make progress. You cannot expect a state government to know what to do, because in fact it involves other states if you're going to make progress. And in fact, in 4 of the 5 lakes, as we know, it involves another country. So we really need a regional perspective and a national commitment. That's not a lot to ask for the most significant freshwater resource on the planet. And I think that most people recognize that in this region, and we just need to make sure that our champions in Congress lead that effort and beat back this really ill-advised approach that is being proposed out of the new administration.
Todd Ames is campaign director with the Healing Our Water Great Lakes Coalition. You'll find out more about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative and a link to President Trump's proposed budget on our website, wuwm.com.